It's that time of the year. Christmas music is everywhere. The radio, the mall, gas stations, TV specials. Now in Miami's Museum of Contemporary Art, a sound and video artist has taken a trove of Christmas albums he's collected from thrift stores and has challenged some of the city's top DJs to do something fresh with the season's music. NPR's Philip Davis has this report on the sounds of Christmas.
For the past two decades, sound artist Christian Markley has taken popular music, found sounds, and the physical nature of scratchy, worn-out LPs and turned them into sonic landscapes in galleries around the world. He's long had an ambivalent attitude towards Christmas music.
I think everybody loves Christmas music and everybody hates it.
Silver bells, silver bells.
It's very powerful in a way that it brings you back to your childhood or to that time of year. But at the same time, you so quickly get so tired of it because there's so much of it. And it's just become shopping music, basically.
Since Christmas music is never going to go away, for Markley, the question became how to break this music from its mold and turn it into something new. Like this unlikely mix of Silent Night and Oscar the Grouch's I Hate Christmas from A Sesame Street Christmas. In The Sounds of Christmas, Markley's new installation at the Miami Museum of Contemporary Art, Markley has filled a back gallery with an archive of 1,000 beat-up Christmas records and invited club DJs known for their mixing prowess to take on music normally heard in elevators, waiting rooms, and grade school Christmas pageants. Markley says there's only one rule.
Everybody should use sounds from the archive. So they can bring all kinds of machines, computers, effects, anything to manipulate these sounds, but they have all the sounds have to originate from the record archive.
At the installation, a gangly Miamian named DJ La Spam, also known as Andrew Yeomanson, is readying his upcoming performance, or set, or whatever you want to call it.
I sort of dug around and found some beats, and then I made some other loops and tried to sort of put them together. And then with that underneath, I'm going to go through again, see what's here in terms of the spoken word, and just, you know, improvise something.
When are they going to turn on the lights, Daddy?
Right after dark, Amy, and it'll be the biggest, brightest, most beautiful Christmas tree you ever saw.
Here, DJ La Spam appropriates a superhero's Christmas LP featuring Superman, beats from a Dolomite Christmas from the 70s, and snippets of Silent Night to come up with a mix that's both ironic and affectionate.
Thou mayest give thy service to the king, an humble heart is the greatest of any gift.
Another turntablist, DJ Romolo, from a collective known as Soul Oddity, has a different goal.
Mutilate Christmas. Mass destruction. Now we're just using Christmas to generate Christmas sounds to generate all our material, basically.
Romolo and his partner Joshua Kay took Silent Night and The First Noel and distorted those two songs until they sounded more like transmissions wafting in from the far reaches of outer space. Some museum goers loved it. Al Valla says it was the only way you could ever get him to voluntarily listen to Christmas music.
Just the recontextualization of the form of music that he's dealing with just becomes something totally different.
But 9-year-old Luna Rosas, also in the gallery that day, was not so sure.
It sounds like a train that's stuck on the train track. It's weird.
The Sounds of Christmas runs at the Museum of Contemporary Art through December 31st. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.